going on there?
I see not very much. Empty.
That would be fantastic, yes, if possible. If it was, I don't know, in my childhood I dreamt a lot about this, that if it was possible to just turn this off. In my childhood, for an hour. That was maximum I could think of and imagine. But now,
it did happen.
Just the rest. Not yet. You never know. That's the trick. You never know how it works. But sometimes it starts and it can go and doesn't come back. It'll be a lot. This and that, 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 that. And you add it to it. Not voluntarily. It just happens. Just like, no, not just like. Practically, it is you are fighting yourself.
My grandfather showed me a trick. He said, imagine your thoughts are coming like over an event horizon, like a black hole. And you just watch and you go back further and further and further. And then you sort of get slow down. And so then you just sit and watch very slowly. So that's what I did.
What
I didn't.
What a lovely, good technique.
It was a lovely technique.
But no, I cannot do that. I have my own problem.
Don't we all?
The problem. Not my personal. First of all, the problem is art. Art will take over. Somehow it will take over of your dreams, of your imagination, of your desires. All of that will change. Real art is the thing that is the best thing that could happen to a human being, and it's the worst torture which is there forever. You know that it's not going to finish. That's a part of art. And in my case, I don't know, because the comparison is never done even, but from my childhood I have three machines. So the only thing I have succeeded in all meditation and things like that is to turn off one of them. But two are still going. It's not even me when I'm turning that one off. Really, I turn myself off. But the other stuff, which is the source of imagination. In art, you're waiting for it, you're wishing for it, and you're trying to intrigue it to come to you, because that's what an artist does, no matter what art. You're trying something and waiting for the magic, right? Then, and I had the third silly one, which is mathematics. Everything somehow will translate to the language of that fellow, and that fellow will go on doing. I tried to take the control, then I learned to give up, because I was forced to. It was my job and my education and everything. Okay, any question about this? What are we talking about?
Started talking about halal last week.
Which is?
An honest one.
No, honest. Oh, that's a good stuff. Why did you bring the honesty? Because you look around and you see a lot of dishonest people who do this and that and that. Here we are talking about something more important than honesty even. What is it? The one which is not in your hand. It's in your heart. So, whatever is in your hand or it is in your head, you have the control on it, because that's yours. My brain is mine, right? So I use it for me, this personal stuff. There is something else. How many times we try to explain it? Millions. We always, I'm trying. You know why? Remember the beginning? What was our first session? Knock, knock on your head. Do you remember the story of the king who is coming out to understand the existence, and he will find a lady? Is it good or bad? Oh, it's the necessity. It's natural. It is there. Because you're no one. You should be built up. What do you have when you're born? What did you have when you were born? Talk about the donkey, right? The animal! And that animal is animal. What was the first thing you did? Language. This is how we grow up, not animal, over animal stuff. Because animal is me. Animal is limited to the skin. What about me? What about me? Does English language lives in me? Is in here? What is it? I have another languages. What about that? And what are these? Each of them has been grown up in another time, another country, another experience for me. What are those about? The cow? Is extra. What is it? We absorb this knowledge that I'm talking about from each other. If you want it or not, you absorb it. Therefore, you could do wrong with it even. But we absorb it. This is the power we have. We have changed the environment which was changing us. This environment is changing everything, right? Don't forget that. Change is the base that we understand. And that change is going on. Where? You see, it's there. Each of us has a heart which is out there. We talked about this. My heart is not in me. My heart is in my personality. It is in the role that I play in my community. That's what it is. This is the trick, right? So, we start to learn that this one should stop. And this one, at the same time, is trying to do the opposite. It's always, doing what? Talking, not thinking, talking. It depends. One word is interesting. My imagination goes around it, then I'm deaf, I don't listen to anyone. I want to follow that. You see? There is something in our heart. Here we're talking about that. Because that's what we need to talk about. This one is a still alive here animal one, and the other one is in we, and we have to understand it. What is that? That's what is in the heart of these Balal Helal that we are playing with. Do you remember that we started with Balal? Not understanding, no. There is a hidden belief in his heart which he cannot even control. Several times promises that, okay, yes, I'll go back, but it's not in his control. That's what we are talking about, right? Last time here, we were having an example to explain this, the other one. And the other one was the story of explanation of the stuff that I want to talk about. Means, please pay attention to this person. Something happens here. This is not something happening to someone. I'm making all these stories for you because this is something that should happen to you. To understand what is beyond the understanding. Because that's what we are doing here. We started with beyond the logic. Right? We are here exactly beyond the logic. Peter.
Eleven fifty.
Yeah, it's
1150. Yeah. How this Hilal fell ill, and how his master was unaware of his being ill, because he despised him and did not recognize, and how the heart of Mustafa, on whom be peace, came to know of his illness and his state, and how the Prophet, on whom be peace, inquired after this Hilal and went to see him.
Anyone? Are you sleeping or are you awake? Did you listen what this is talking about? The subject that I was talking about, the stuff which is in the heart, is not in the brain, and in the childhood you don't even get it. Then you will understand that, oh, there are other dimensions and stuff, blah, 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 right, that you're talking about is the subject here. What was it? First, it was something in the heart of this fellow, right? But pay attention. There is some connection here. Yeah, the magic, beyond the logic, is this, that the Mustafa has some special antenna that will take this. Because, yes, the animal thinks that animal is transparent. The animal thinks that the best trick is cheating and lying. The animal doesn't understand that there is some other way of connection which is beyond the logic. Is this. So in the heart of that prophet who's doing his own job, suddenly that feeling will come out, which was not coming out in the heart of the fellow who is having that slave, right? So pay attention to this meaning that he wants to bring to you. Yes?
By destiny, Hilal became ill and weak. Inspiration acquainted Mustafa with his condition.
Aha. Okay, it is started with one word, that destiny. Do you remember we talked